Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And it's a very good afternoon and a warm welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. Should I say pinch punch for the beginning of a week? Yep, we're starting yet another week on Spectrum. And my name is Lukom Kwedi Phuthi. Absolutely thrilled to be spending the next 2 hours with you. It's a busy day. You know how it is. You know how it is. And so as we start off this Monday afternoon, I want to say we're starting it off on an educational note. And joining me in studio once again this afternoon is Radio Pulpit's Manager of Sales and Business Solutions, Charles van Onselen. Good afternoon, Charles, and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Lucrati, and the listeners. Great to be with you on air. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. What a blessed Monday it is.
It is. Wow. Very, very. I must say, weather actually flipped on us very quickly.
Yep, indeed.
It did flip on us. Here I am with a jacket in studio, but anyway, I just exaggerate things, so let's leave it there.
No, but it is a bit cooler as well in here, so it's... But we are cool people, eh? I mean, you're cool today. What can I say?
That's a good one.
Lovely.
Now, Charles, we are still on the partnership, or should I say the joining of hands of Radio Pulpit together with Moody's Bible Institute this afternoon. And I must say, as previously mentioned, Radio Pulpit has joined hands with Moody's Bible Institute in Chicago, USA, to offer high quality Bible enrichment courses locally. So hey, you're able to get all these courses without actually going abroad. How nice is technology nowadays? Now, remind us again, Charles, how does this initiative fit with Radio Pulpit's vision? Let's start there.
Yeah, thank you, Luca. Great question. So as Radio Pulpit, of course, we see ourselves as much more than just a Christian radio station. We see ourselves as a ministry with a responsibility, a calling, a mandate to be a reliable Christian radio station, but also to facilitate a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. So we have the great privilege, the responsibility, and honor to serve our listeners and the body of Christ with a deeper, more enriched relationship with Jesus Christ. And also, how do I express Jesus wherever I find myself at? In the workplace, at the school, university, wherever it might be, in your family. How do we communicate and express Christ more accurately? And also, how do we equip our listeners through our intention to bring about a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ? How do we facilitate or equip them to also facilitate then further that to their friends and family and colleagues?
Oh, man. Charles, the last time we actually had a conversation, I remember, it was an idea. Yes, also we were on a tip of, hey, we're bringing it to South Africa.
Yeah.
But now I understand that you are actually ready to launch the first course. Yeah. Like, it's here. You remember 2010, feel it, it's here.
Yeah, feel it, it's here.
So you're ready to roll it out. Tell me, where can listeners start registering? I don't want anybody missing out on this opportunity.
Good opportunity. So the great news is it's available on our website. You can go to radiopulpit.co.za where you can register. Or you can simply WhatsApp or SMS the word study, S-T-U-D-Y. S-T-U-D-Y, I'll give the WhatsApp and SMS number shortly. Mm-hmm. You can just send that through, and then you'll be able to register for the course. We'll send you a link that you can use to register. So it's just the word study, S-T-U-D-Y, to SMS 37871. Mm-hmm. Or you can WhatsApp the word study, S-T-U-D-Y, to 082-657-2729. The word study to 082-657-2729.
I remember you also spoke about the different courses that you guys would be able to offer the last time. So what course is offered first?
Yeah, so the first course is Basic Christian Doctrine, which of course is a
wonderful
foundational course to kick off with. And this has been deliberated over to and fro between us and Moody in Chicago. We wanted to make sure we try to provide the best possible foundational course. So this is a good course to kick off with. And as a matter of fact, this is typically the course you'd find also in diploma and degree study. So this is what Moody is offering also through the certificate course. And after that, there's many more courses, 11 more courses, as a matter of fact. that will present it after that, which all leads into the completion of a certificate at the end of the day.
So maybe you can just bring us into your confidence. What are the types of courses does Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute intend to offer?
Absolutely. So the first quarter, basic Christian doctrine. Quarter two, the second quarter, we're looking at biblical studies, methods, and hermeneutics. As well as an awesome course on seeking God and pursuing holiness, you know, because it's got to be actualized. The word's got to become real. We have to manifest. And how? What does it mean practically? It's really about a deepened, and as I said at the beginning, a deeper enriched relationship with Jesus Christ. And then the third and fourth quarter, we'll be looking at a survey of the New Testament 1, 2, and 3, which is going to be really great. Just a walk through, an overview of the New Testament Gospels and also Pauline letters and such. When I say overview, it's an overview, but it's deep enough to give you a very nice,
proper
enriched experience and understanding of the Word. And then our last one, God willing, for the year that we want to get in place by quarter four is preaching evangelistic messages, which is such a profound course to consider, because how do we preach effectively? How do we evangelize effectively, especially within our current cultural context?
Very important one. And I think we need not forget that that's one of the greatest mandates we're given, to make disciples at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Whew, so we can't be comfortable. Now, very important one, Charles. What is the closing date for registration? You know how nonchalant we become about these things. And only to find out one day, you're like, oh, study. And we're like, no, we closed for this term. So how do we, when is the closing date for registration?
So closing date, 7th of March, which is, you know, it's, you've got almost a month to make sure you register. But we would actually want to encourage you now already to register. If you can, because, you know, there's no time better than now. Just get it done and then you've got it in place. And but if you really only can do it towards the end of the month, that's also fine. But there's a window of opportunity available of at least 3 to almost 4 weeks for those who do want to register, but they can already register now. Listeners,
and I'm going to add on this, Charles. Procrastination is a thief of time.
Yeah, it's not a good thing, eh? Because, you know, it's important to follow the prompting of what you feel in your heart. Either the Holy Spirit is directing you into, or what you just feel, an unction or a desire or an interest in. Do it. You know, life is so short. You never know what lies around the bend tomorrow in a week or a month or two from now. So if you want to do it, it's really worthwhile getting into and simply just SMS or WhatsApp the word study. And we'll help you along with the process.
All right. When do classes start? I think this is a major one.
That's going to be important. So on the 2nd of April, so the the good news again is that our classes will be online. But on the 2nd of April, we'll open up the online portal for listeners who want to come in and study online. But there will also, from the 2nd onwards, there will be an online tutor available from Radio Pulpit, who will be available for students online if they have questions, with probably in all likeliness a weekly contact session online, but also a weekly or bi-weekly, depending on the demand or the requirement, on-site contact session availability here at Radio Pulpit. So that's the idea from the 2nd of April, Wednesday 2nd of April, looking forward to that.
I must say that's literally willingness to invest a lot of time in these studies. On site, imagine once a week. Yeah, that's a lot. Now, how and where will training take place?
Yeah, so online, but also on-site here at Radio Pulpit. Okay. The on-site here at Radio Pulpit will not necessarily be training sessions. However, because all the training and studies are online, but the sessions here at Radio Pulpit, for those who are in Pretoria want to come in, it'll be like a contact session. It'll be like almost a study group session.
Like a discussion class.
Like a discussion class. Okay, how are you faring with your online course, your studies? How are you doing with your navigation through the online platform, which is really easy, by the way, because I've been doing it myself as well, of course, because just to let a little bit of a secret out or cat out of the bag, I'll be the facilitator.
So
I'll be there for students so they can engage with me. I'm there to assist them as we go along the whole way. And so I'll then be here once or twice a month on a Wednesday evening, depending again on the demand, the requirement.
Okay.
And the idea with those contact sessions is just to have someone whom we can literally physically see, a real
person.
You know, because sometimes you go online and it's like you feel you get lost in the maze of all this online stuff, which is good. There's online videos and everything. but I'll be available online as well via either Zoom or whatever platform.
Okay.
But then once or twice a month, as I said, depending on the demand here, for students to physically come in and have a real person they can talk to, and we assist them with that process.
Any certification when students are actually have completed the course?
Yep, indeed. So once you've completed the whole 2 years, so the Moody certificate course is a 2-year course with 12 courses. Once you've done the whole certificate course, Moody will issue a Moody certificate for the completion of all those 12 of those courses.
So I've been thinking about this question. So where am I studying? Am I studying at Radio Pulpit? Am I studying at Moody's? Which one?
Yeah, so... Good question. So you're studying at Moody, although obviously through Radio Pulpit. Radio Pulpit is the enabler of Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. We are in the we're very privileged and honored to be the enabler here in South Africa. So yeah, you can through Radio Pulpit's contact and platform with Moody, you can study there.
All right. Now here's another question I've got for you.
Sure.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, ka-ching. Talking
you about know that one. Money is a sensitive topic, you know, as you know. So here's my question. If listeners want to register, how much does it cost and how do they go about registering?
Always a good question. So we wanted to stick to what we initially also asked in the survey. We tested the waters on the price point of 750, and we decided let's keep to that, especially now for the first course. But what we want to offer is like an early bird special. So running up from now until the 7th of March, you've got the opportunity to register during any of this time for only 750 Rand per course.
Okay.
And that's now also a 12-week course that you will go. So during the 2 years, you've got 12 courses.
Oh.
But each course itself is also 12 weeks, 3 months approximately.
Oh.
So that's the way it's going to work. So for 750 Rand investment, that's an early bird registration fee. We might in future see what we want to do with the registration fees and how much it's going to be. But it won't be it won't be a lot more than it's currently at. It might just escalate with a few Rand, depending, of course, as well on a couple of things as we see how it goes. But for now, early bird, 750, that's it. You get access into the first course, and then you can study through Radio Pulpit.
I heard Moody. 2 years somewhere here. Please explain that to me. Is there like a whole full course if somebody does it over 2 years?
That's correct. So the idea is actually to get a certificate through Moody Bible Institute, and that certificate comes, you won't get a certificate necessarily per one course that you do. So it's a certificate course that was built, that was specifically engineered with these modules. So you can also refer to as a 12-week course, you can also refer to as a module. So all these modules or courses make up the whole Moody certificate. Like when one studies a diploma or degree, you've got subjects. And so each of these subjects or modules or courses at the end of the day, they map out the entire Moody certificate course.
I remember in our previous conversation, Charles, we spoke about how it's not necessarily accredited, but obviously the credibility that comes in studying with Moody's.
Indeed.
So at the end of the 2 years, what is it... is it like a diploma or something, or it's just a full-on certificate course?
So you get a U.S.-recognized certificate from Moody Chicago Bible Institute. And the reason why it's not locally yet recognized is because we just came in with this over the last year or so from the States. And it's a long process to get it through our academic and regulatory frameworks and accreditation and such. And also because they're overseas. So the value of this really lies in the fact that they've been doing this since 1886.
Okay.
They've got 2,000 students a year that go through only their on-site campus. That's not even thinking about all the other thousands
online
who are online like us. And for that reason, you know, it's really something that's worthwhile from an enriching point of view. It really carries a lot of weight and a lot of theological. This is one of the best Bible schools in the world. So it carries a lot of theological depth and integrity, which is the reason why we also partnered with them as Radio Pulpit, because it's reliable, it's solid, it's credible. Yeah, so accreditation or credibility here lies on more spiritual plane or level, and also your personal enrichment theologically, as opposed to just being something that you get an academic accreditation for.
Wow. Sure. Now, tell me, lastly, Charles, what will be the next step when one has completed the registration form.
Yeah, so the next step is once you've completed that, there will be an email sent to you with the basic information. So there's also payment, obviously, one makes once you've registered.
Yes.
So you send the payment, the proof of payment, through to an email address that will be on the form. It's also study at Radio Pulpit. So you send through that, and from there, each student will get a student number, and they'll also get information as to the next steps and how we onboard you onto the online learning platform.
Wow. Sure. Lastly, before I say goodbye to you, please remind us how we can register, Charles.
Yeah, thank you, Luco. And so you can register now by WhatsApping the word study, S-T-U-D-Y, study, to 082-657-2729. WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729. Or you can SMS the word study to 37871, from where you will receive a registration link. And from there, we'll gladly walk the road with you and assist you in your journey on enriching your life and your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Charles, thank you so much. Thanks for coming through, and have a great one further.
Thank you, Luco. Same to you and the listeners. God bless.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.